Om Shanti. And good morning. Did we forget the Om that we were doing in the beginning of the retreat? How many were here at the start of the retreat? Not all of you, but maybe half. What? The main double foreign retreat that goes for 2 weeks started on the 7th. And so we began the retreat several times. Marcella started it, Dee Dee did it, and I think Dottie did it as well, starting with this, just the mantra, Om, because this is what they used to do in the beginning of the yajna. And also, it kind of oxygenates your body and kind of brings oxygen to all the organs. So I thought we could start with that. And we'll just do it 3 times. And we'll say the word Om. Ready? Called Om Mandali in the beginning. But the topic today is God, drama, and Maya. Do you think that's the right order? How many say yes, that we should keep God at the top? Raise your hands if you think that's the right order. God, drama, and Maya. Yes? You defend it? Okay. I think any way you want to put it is probably right. But the way I would put it is drama, God, and Maya. Because even God, Baba, is bound by drama. So, is drama greater than God? I think so. Although Baba has a unique part, a unique role, he is the mighty, almighty authority. What does the word even authority mean? It doesn't really mean one who is omnipotent or all-powerful. When you are the authority of something, you know everything about that subject, like being the authority of history. And so Baba is the almighty authority of the drama and everything included within the drama. He knows about it, and he knows that he's bound by the drama, that he can't alter it in any way. If he could alter the drama, would he do it? No? If he could make it heaven the whole time, and his children would never be in sorrow? I think he would alter it, but he can't alter the drama because the drama is, everything is within the drama. The drama is so powerful, so great, and so predestined that not even God can change the drama. And so do we have that realization, and how would we know if we had that realization, that understanding that becomes a realization. How many of you do understand that the drama is predestined? It is what it is. We can't change it. How many of you understand that? A few don't? It's complicated? Well, if you understand that Baba God has come, anything that Baba says, you would believe. And so he tells us that the drama is predestined. And if we really believe that, understood, and realized it, we wouldn't ever get angry. We wouldn't ever be distraught. We wouldn't have any doubts. And I like Bridge Mahone's phrase that he coined a few years ago that I think is going to last to the end of the Kalpa. Do you remember that phrase? Whatever is right. And whatever is wrong is right. So everything is right. I like to use the word accurate. Some people say, well, it's in the drama, it's perfect. But we're actually not in a perfect time perfection of the drama. I mean, we're not in our perfect stage by any means. But the drama is accurate the way it's unfolding. And so once we take that into our understanding, we can live with that protection. And I use the word protection because then there's just contentment. Even when something's happening that may be challenging, that may be difficult, we can still relax knowing that it's the drama. And I can't change that particular scene, perhaps that particular relationship that I'm in that's causing me difficulty. Is there anything I can change? Can I change my attitude? Yes? Yes, I can change my attitude. Of course, it's going to be the same attitude I changed 5,000 years ago. But with the realization that it is a predestined drama, and I'm in it, and I'm an actor, but Baba has made me Trikaldarshi, the knower of the three aspects of time. And not only the knower of the three aspects of time, but he's allowed me to be the detached observer. So I can observe my act as I'm acting. So I'm watching you now, and I'm watching myself act this part, sitting up here, talking through these lips, through the microphone, and seeing all of your bodies out there. I don't see you, I see the bodies. But I know you're inside the body, or else the body wouldn't be listening, be thinking. The body wouldn't be doing any of those things, would it? And so Baba gives us the knowledge that is so crucial within the drama that helps us to understand the drama, that we can enjoy it. Enjoy even the calamities. There used to be a brother that would always get angry. He would get angry with everyone. And he would get angry with me about the most insignificant things, is what I thought. And many times I'd say, don't get angry, don't get angry. Why are you? It didn't mean that. And try to be the rescuer. Try to help that soul not to get angry. And this went on for a very long time. Have you ever, any of you been in that situation? Yeah. And after so many years of being in that situation, something clicked inside my intellect. And I just relaxed. And I watched that soul get so angry. And I don't just mean light anger. I mean huge ballistic anger. And I just watched. I was so proud of myself that I could watch and not get upset that my friend was getting angry. And it brought such contentment within me, such peace. And not only that, something very interesting happened. I was able at that point then to have what for the soul? What do you think? We're supposed to have a mic up here. Maybe Suresh can bring out the mic. Suresh, bye. What do you think I experienced after not getting upset and just looking at that soul? What do you think I would experience? No, what I realized. What was my next process? I had deep mercy for that soul. Because I was able to maintain my peace, my decorum. I was able to think clearly and see this soul getting so angry. And we know, what is anger? You know what Plato says about anger? Anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other guy to die. It doesn't hurt anyone but the one who is angry. And so I was thinking, looking at the soul that was getting so angry, and I had such mercy for that soul because I knew that that soul was just playing his part, playing the script he was given. Are we all given scripts? Yes, we are. The script is in the soul. Drama gives us the script. Does Baba give us the script?
No.
Not really. The drama somehow works it out. In there is my script. Every 5,000 years, that hand is going to go up there in the same way, and I'm going to be saying the same things. The script is in there, just like playing a CD, the same thing over and over again, watching the same video again and again. But the one thing we can change is our response to the script. Of course, it's going to be the same way I responded last time, but because Baba has made us Gyani souls, knowledgeable souls, we can take the high road. We can act in the most elevated way that we can. And that does many things for us, doesn't it? It raises our status. It raises our degree of purity. Every time we have a vice that pops up, the purity is leaking out of the soul. And so this detached observer stage is so crucial. And I remember a class that Brother Ken gave, and he said, you can judge your stage of purity. You can judge your stage of purity by something that upsets you. Then after that, how long does it take you to get back to that point? Was it a day, a week, a minute, a second, a nanosecond? And so Bubba gives us this gift of purity. He just doesn't hand it to us, but he gives us the methods to accrue purity. So we see that we sit in yoga for hours. We go for a walk and we walk with Bubba. Maybe we shower with Bubba. We have all these different yuktis to be with Bubba so that we can become purer and become closer to Bubba and have even greater love for Bubba. But then what happens when there's leakage in the soul? And so we have to really watch our attitude, and our attitude is also connected with our feelings. It was a very beautiful blessing this morning. Bubba used the word love and heart in the blessing, didn't he? Quite a bit. And if you even go through the Murleys, more Murleys have, you know, this word heart or love in the Murli. So it's not just not getting angry and just being peaceful, but having these deep feelings of peace in your heart. This deep feelings of mercy in your heart for others and love. And why is that? Why should there be feelings involved in it? Because the magnitude, the vibrational field we put out, and even the depth of the sanskar that we create within ourselves when feelings are involved is much, much greater. How much greater? How much greater are the vibrations when I think something or I think and feel that something? Do you have any thoughts? Well, let me tell... What? Very powerful. How powerful? How powerful? 50 times powerful? 100 times powerful? How much powerful? Any thoughts? 80%? That's a high percent. I'll tell you about an experiment that Princeton University did. They took 5 people, they put them in a room, and they told these people, send peace to the other side of the world. Princeton University is in USA, in New Jersey. And so they did that. They sent peace to the other side of the world. And I think this was the engineering department that conducted this experiment. And they measured the electromagnetic field, the electric field, at that moment when they were thinking peace. Then they went back to those 5 candidates and they said, now we want you to feel the peace. So feel peace and then send that to the other side of the world. The difference of the electric field was 100 times greater. the difference of the electromagnetic field was 5,000 times greater. Is that amazing? How many find that amazing? It's good to know. Do you know why it's good to know? Because when we have meditation with Baba, and we do it from the heart, and we do it with tremendous feelings, that goes out into the atmosphere, goes out to Baba, and the greater our power, the greater it pierces Baba's heart. But there's also another reason. I know that there's probably some of you in this room that have never gotten angry, right? All of us have at some time, right? But what happens when we get angry? Those emotions just naturally build up, don't they? So if there is the next time that you get angry, or you even just feel negative or uncomfortable about anything, and those feelings in your heart are not positive but negative, and maybe your heart begins to beat, your blood pressure raises, your pulse rate goes up, I want you to think about what you're doing. That every negative thought that you have is going out into the atmosphere 5,000 times greater. And it's like destroying yourself, or what Baba would say, putting an axe to your foot, putting an axe to your own foot. So back to the drama of really understanding the drama, and the way we understand the drama is through one of Baba's greatest gifts to us. There's two gifts that I think are very great. One is the knowledge. Just knowing finally after all these years, all these births, really knowing who he is. Probably all of us, or many of us, never doubted that there was a God. We prayed, we talked to, we hoped, we wished, but we really didn't know for certain what it was, what he was, or what she was. And now we know. So the knowledge is so powerful. And the knowledge gives us the guidelines, the tools, the guidebook to transform ourselves by transforming our attitudes, our thinking, our actions, our whole personality, our perceptions, even the way we see things. So there's attitude, but then when we perceive something, someone's getting angry at me, and instead of going, oh, what a... Oh, I won't even say, but this guy's really nuts. But just to look at that soul with unlimited love and mercy, the way Baba would. So the way I perceive the world around me. The times are now that the world is getting more and more negative, getting more dramatic. And so there are a lot of things to wonder about, a lot of things that lokic souls might get upset about. But for Gyani souls, we can appreciate everything that's around us. Even the calamities between country and country and government against government. The drama's warming up. And we're all looking towards the end, aren't we? So that heaven can come. Not only that heaven can come, but that sorrow can finish. Sorrow can completely finish. That's our goal. Because souls out there are experiencing tremendous sorrow. Sometimes we may say, when something really good happens, "Oh, thank you, Baba." How many of you do that? A lot of you. Many, many, many. Okay. I used to say, "It's not Baba, it's in the drama." And then one day, I changed my thoughts. Or maybe you could say I awakened. And I said, "Thank you, Baba. Thank you, Baba. Thank you for whatever's happening, even the most insignificant things. Baba, thank you for the water here. I think I'll take a drink." But I know Baba didn't give me the water. I know it was in the drama that the water appeared here through the brother that put the water there. So why should I say thank you, Baba? Because it's a yukti to remember Baba. It's a yukti, a method to bring in that vibration, that feeling that Baba's with me, that he is holding me. Thank you, Baba, you're taking care of me. So the drama's the big guy in the whole play. Everything's happening within the drama. But because of Baba, Baba's part in the drama helps us to refine our perceptions, to refine the way we respond to the things that are happening. So Baba brings refinement into our lives. He brings refinement into the way I respond instead of reacting. Someone gets angry, they say something that's really silly, ridiculous, instead of trying to defend and, "But that's not right, that corrections." People are tired of corrections. Baba says people are tired of corrections. No, it's time to just be that peace. And in the Muli today, Baba talked to the youth about being the examples, right? So it's not what we say, but what we do, the way we do what we do, and the vibrations that are coming from our feelings, from our attitude. So it's not only that I do everything gently and I speak softly when I'm speaking to someone, but also the feelings that I'm emanating at the same time. So Baba gives us that depth of using the intellect, connecting the mind, the attitude, the feelings, and the actions all together. And this is the difference between human beings and deities. So this is, we are dits. You know what a dit is? D-I-T? Deities in training. So we're in training. But we have to practice. So practice just isn't a cerebral thing, a mental thing, brain thing. We have to bring it absolutely into practice. Yes, it does. Intellect is involved. The mind is involved. But then we have to do it. We have to walk the talk. And so this takes a lot of attention. It takes not only understanding the drama, But loving the drama, loving every scene, every relationship, every connection that's coming to me, and looking forward to the next, looking forward to the change, even though sometimes change might be a little difficult. There's always benefit in the change. When one door closes, a bigger door opens. And so this, then another phrase that I really like from Baba is, whatever happened is good, whatever's happening is better, whatever is to happen is the best. But it's not just a phrase. You have to think it and what? Anyone? Feel it. Because when you feel that whatever's going to happen is the very best, then it will be. It will be the best. It is the best. Your vibrations that you're putting out of it being the best is going to bring the best back to you. This sister brought a video and I watched it. It was a video called Heal. I don't think she's sitting here. Oh, she is. Great. It's a great video. We need to talk afterwards because I think Brother Rajesh figured out how to do it on Bluetooth, I think, or something. So, okay. But in the video, which I thought was very interesting, Radha, was that the one experiment that they did was giving people some powerful drugs. And in another group, same number of souls in the group, other group, they gave them a placebo, you know, a phony medicine, a blank medicine, no medicine at all. And because they thought they got the medicine, their healing was equivalent and sometimes even more than the real medicine. Isn't that amazing? So what's stronger? The mind. And the feelings and the thoughts, the emotions, the feelings that we put into those. So someone's taking a medicine or someone's taking the placebo, the mind is so powerful, the placebo will be just as powerful as the medicine. And I've seen other documentaries when they've done even fake surgery on people with the knees. And they actually put them on the operating table and there's a cloth so he can't see what's happening. And they say everything's going well. And they even put up a phony video of a different knee operation. And the patient recovered. And so this is how Baba creates heaven from hell. He uses our minds, but not only our minds, our feelings and our actions. And he's like the most brilliant coach. So he has a good part, and I'm glad of his part. But also, his part is just another part within the drama, isn't it? Drama gave him that part. So how do you build love for God? Baba says, those that love me the most, remember me the most. How many of you are satisfied with the amount of your remembrance? I am not going to put my hands up because I'm not satisfied with me. Is anyone satisfied? You're satisfied with the amount of remembrance you have, right? One person, okay. You always forget? So I want my remembrance to increase. Quantity-wise, but even quality-wise. because I think that 10 minutes of quality remembrance is better than this wishy-washy, flippy-floppy, oh, Baba's a light, a point of light up there. No, he's my beloved. And just as Baba always says things like, I put you on my eyelids and I take you home. Oh, Baba, I put you on my eyelids. And as I look through these eyes, you're sitting right on my eyelids looking at the souls I'm looking at. So we can create this love-filled connection with Baba through churning, thinking, using your heart. Using your heart. The heart is such a strong mechanism. How many of you follow your heart? There's an institution in the U.S. called, what is it? Heart Math. And it's a group of people who want to help change the world. Most of them are doctors and scientists and researchers. And they did this study on the heart and the head. And they took participants and they put them in front of a computer screen. And they were going to show, they did show, pictures that were very pleasant pictures. The ocean and mountains and beautiful scenes, lovely pictures, along with horrific, macabre, dramatic, terrible pictures. And what happened is they had a blank screen, then the picture would come up. No one knew what the next picture was going to be. Not even the facilitator of the experiment. So there's a blank screen there. And then they had electrodes. They had heart variability electrodes documenting the heart rate, the brain rate, the pulse rate, the sweat rate, everything. And what they found is that even before the next picture came, the heart rate responded 6.5 seconds before the brain wave. The heart responded before the head. And it was always accurate. It's like this secret intuitive thing in the heart that's connected to the soul, or they say the brain, but we know it's really the soul, right? It's the soul that thinks using the brain. So if the picture was a negative picture, the heart would put up a different electrode. And if the picture was beautiful, the heart would respond differently. So again, the importance of our feelings and our heart. The heart is not just a mechanical organ. And I could tell you a lot of other stories, but I'm not going to get into the heart. But there are interesting other stories about the heart and the scientific proof of how important the heart is. But the main proof is that God says, remember me with love. Remember me from the dil, from the heart. Do everything with purest feelings. Even love those that don't love you. Because when we can do that, we're stepping beyond all limits and we're expanding our own limits. So I don't know if you have any questions. We have some time, maybe 10 minutes, There is a microphone there, or any comments or anything that you would like to add, or you can just sit there and we can go on. There's a mic. How many of you are really interested in experimenting with this heart remembrance, heart activity, and heartfelt living? Many. What? I can't hear everything you're saying. There is a mic there, but I can't. But I'm going to tell you another little story that happened to me. How long ago was it? It was a very long time ago. Maybe 25 years ago, maybe between 20 and 25. And I was at the center in Tampa, Florida. And I was sitting on the gutty and I was doing class. And someone, a new student, walked into the room. And something very strange happened to me. Something that was so dramatic, I never forgot it. When that soul walked into the room, I felt like I was stabbed with an ice pick in the heart. And I don't even know what it feels like to be stabbed in the heart with an ice pick. But and I was sitting there on the gutter and I went, what is that feeling? It was so dramatic. I couldn't forget it. Even today, but years went by, and I remembered it, because it was, usually you remember things that are very emotional, very dramatic, whether it's beautiful or something very bad. But this was a feeling. Well, as it turned out, this soul turned out to be not nice for the center. That soul did very, very bad things. To Baba, to the center, to people. It was not a positive soul. I just have mercy for the part that he was given. Can't have any negative feelings for him. God, I'm just so happy I wasn't given that part. You would be too, wouldn't you? Sure. So time went on and I never thought about it, but I just remembered that terrible feeling. And then as I began to study, because I'm really interested in the mind, the soul, the heart, the body and mind, and all that scientific stuff, you know. I just enjoy kind of putting spirituality and science together. And then I got into this heart bath thing and to other mind-body connections. And then I realized that I didn't follow my heart that night. That when that soul walked in and I felt that terrible feeling at that moment, I could have changed the destiny. But it was still very cool, very right, very perfect, because it taught me a huge, huge lesson. Because I know that there are going to be a lot of other things in my life that I have to face. All of us, right? Whether it's destruction or calamities or hurricanes or typhoons or relationships, whatever it is, we're all going to have to face these things. But if I ever come to a point where my heart feels like that, or even similar, I will always know to feel the intuition of the heart. or we, what we could say, the heart and the soul connection. Because the heart doesn't talk, but it is connected to the soul. And so to open my intellect up, to expand that and understand my feelings and keep my feelings at the very highest, highest level. The microphone's right there. I don't know if you can see it. It might be behind that decoration.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Say your name and where you're from.
I'm Mariana. I'm from Holland. This is my first time in Madhuban.
Wonderful.
I have the question, what would be a way to react on a soul coming in like that when you feel this pain in your heart?
If I felt that, if that happened again, I would just protect myself. I would be very cordial, very happy, but I wouldn't be so naive, you know? His soul was acting like, oh, I'm a good guy, you know? I would let each soul prove himself, you know? And I would just watch, and I would just discriminate better. I would watch. And there were other signs, too, that I saw. But I was at the point where, like, we want to believe the best of everyone, right? That everyone's a great, good guy. But it's not so, because all our parts are different. You go to the movies, there's the hero, and besides the hero, there's the villain. And that's what makes a good movie. And this is a good drama.
Could it be Maya?
Yeah, it's Maya. Of course it's Maya.
Okay.
Maya comes into the soul. All souls are grand and perfect. Bubba tells us that. And so to be able to even look at that soul, it's a good point that you brought up. And you're a first-timer. How long have you been with Baba?
1.5 years.
Just 1.5. That's good. So also, something I like to think about when someone does something, that it's really not that soul that's bad, but it's the part he's playing, or that Maya has come and done that. He's not a bad soul. All souls are God's children. But we were all given different scripts. Oh, this is your script. Play it. Pierre, you have to be Pierre. And so, understanding the drama is so big. But when we understand the drama and begin to have this love for the drama, then we can accept it and we can be that love. So it's more than just giving love, but being love. Just being love. So whoever's in your vibrational field will take benefit, just as the sun is always shining. And we're always taking benefit of the sun just by being there. You can come up.
Sorry, an additional question.
No, don't be sorry.
Okay.
We're happy.
Is it that Maya uses souls? Because I thought Maya is in me. It's just the way I see things, the way I react on things, the way I make problems for myself, or is it Maya who uses other people?
Well, sometimes Maya pops in us, sometimes it pops in other people, but what Maya actually is just the vices, the five vices, right? Anger, ego, attachment, greed, lust. It's just the five vices. Now, we were pure, and again, because of science, there's a law called the second law of thermodynamics, or entropy. Everything goes from order to disorder. You buy a new dress, it gets old. You buy a new car, it eventually gets old. We were totally pure and soul conscious, and we became body conscious. The five vices entered. That's what Maya is. It doesn't matter, is it in me, is it in him? Just bring yourself back up. God comes into the picture and he changes the energy that was going downward. The only way to change an energy field is to bring a new energy in. For example, if you have an aquarium, the water starts to get old and murky, and you have to change the water for the fish to live. Otherwise, they would eventually die. There wouldn't be enough oxygen. It would be polluted. God comes into this huge aquarium called drama, and he gives us this new energy of thinking and feeling.
I'm Simone, and I do have a question.
Where are you from, Simone?
Germany.
Germany.
So when I heard your story of that bad guy, my thought was you had a big karmic account with that guy. Yeah? Because you saw him, felt something negative, and I think you two met in previous birth.
Thank you.
I think that's my thought. No?
Well, it could be.
Yes. Sometimes I see
people
and I feel bad, and sometimes then something bad happens because we have karmic accounts.
Yes, it's all karmic accounts.
Huh?
Yes, indeed, Simone.
And maybe because of that, you felt that fear and that terrible feeling, I think, because of your karmic accounts with that soul.
I don't know if it was a fear or a warning sign. I take it more as a warning sign. So that if it ever happens again, or even if I feel this tightness in my heart, maybe it won't be so dramatic, but I will follow the heart that Bubba has given me. And we call him Dilaram, right? The comforter of hearts. Okay. Yes, one more question. Or comment.
I came back to that guy who have a good role. He plays role with precision. If we have good wishes, pure feeling for that soul, can he transform himself? If we give him that pure love, that's what we're going to have to, the role we have to play at the end, to give to the soul to come back home, to give him peace.
Yes, we can transform other souls, but there will be some souls that we might probably not be able to transform. I remember Merle where Bubba says, at the end, souls will be coming and going, and there'll still be very negative souls on the earth. And they each have their own part. Some villains cannot be transformed. But the main thing is that if I think they can be transformed, if I still give out those purest feelings of love and mercy to the most decadent soul, what's happening to me? I'm becoming elevated. And this is our elevated birth. The birth when we transform and we become elevated within the drama because of God and shoo away Maya. Om Shanti.